I want to share with you a scripture out of the Good News Bible, the Living Bible, excuse me. It's a paraphrase, and I like the way it reads. Paraphrases are good, and it doesn't matter which translation of the Bible you study with, because you can't take away from the spiritual truth of God's Word. I want to share with you because this represents Betty and her life. As mom, friend, family, wife. Proverbs 31, starting at verse 8. You should defend those who cannot help themselves. Yes, speak up for the poor and needy and see they get justice. If you can find truly a good wife, she is worth more than precious gems. Her husband can trust her, and she will richly satisfy his needs. She will not hinder him, but help him in all of her life. She finds wool and flax and busily spins it. She buys imported foods brought by the ship from distant ports. She sets up before dawn to prepare breakfast, and for the household she plans the day's work and lays out for the servant girls. She goes out and inspects the fields and buys it. Her own hand she plants a vineyard. She is energetic, a hard worker, and watches for bargains. She works far into the night. She sows for the poor and generously gives to the needy. She has no fear of winter for her household, for she has made warm clothes for all of them. She also upholsters with fine tapestry her own clothing, which is beautifully made, a purple and pure linen. Her husband is well known, for he sits in the council chamber with other civic leaders. She makes belted linen garments to sell to the merchants. She is a woman of strength and dignity and has no fear of old age. When she speaks, her words are wise and kindness, the rule for everything that she says. She watches carefully all that goes on throughout her household and is never lazy. Her children attend and bless her. So does her husband. He praises her with words. There are many women in this world, but you, Betty, are the best of them all. Well, I gotta wipe these tears away for a minute, if you bear with me.